Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com, and we are here every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 11 a.m. on the Central Side with a good friend of ours. Her name is Sandra Smith. Sandra and I go way back. Like, we're really old, kind of. You know, it's all relative, but compared to most of our listeners, we're really old. So we're really old. We started a conversation a long time ago when she was a customer of ours as she was building a home-based business. And I found her story, first of all, was incredible. And you can listen to her story on previous radio shows on Building Fortress Radio. But the reality was is we also connected, if you will, because we have, I think, our brains vibrate in the same direction. So we didn't know each other before, but after all, you know, the conversations that we had, I feel a certain bond with Sandra because it seems like we can complete each other's sentences. We might use slightly different words to describe the same thing, but we're on the same page. So if you were to ask, like if we both had kids, asking mom and asking dad would be consistent as opposed to the way it is in my marriage. So anyway, so we talked from time to time. Sometimes it was very late at night, talking about a whole bunch of things, and then everything from, you know, home-based businesses to sometimes even politics and stuff like health and nutrition for sure. And then she went away for a little bit, and then she wound up moving. So I'm pointing. She used to live over here, and now she lives over there, and she did most of that because she wanted to move closer to her family members and grandkids and stuff like that, and that's natural. And since then, though, she says, you know, I retired from a career before that, been successful somewhere else, don't want to lay around and do nothing, so I want to actually continue to help other people. So she went to school, quote-unquote, to become a certified holistic health coach. And as a result of that, we put her up on, I said, you know, we got to do some radio shows. People have to know who you are. Otherwise, they don't know who you are. So we started to do these radio shows, like I said, on Thursdays at noon Eastern time. And you can find these on buildingfortressradio.com/Sandra. That's it. Just Sandra. She's the only one. So buildingfortressradio.com/Sandra. If you want to go to her website, which is a hint for me to tell you to grab maybe a note-taking device or remember where this is so you can actually take some notes later, you go to holdontohealth.com, holdontohealth.com, and you'll be able to see that over there. And then we put together a little domain name real quickie for email purposes sometimes. We have one, sandra.news, believe it or not. We got a first name, sandra.news. So it's sandra@sandra.news if you want a quickie email that you can always remember. So Sandra Smith, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. And I love starting this show because no matter where I am in my thinking or where I physically am, I start with a chuckle after I listen to you. I laugh through our introduction because really and truly, we are kindred spirits. And it is the coolest and one of the most interesting things about life and just about being human. And yes, that connection is, I believe, is 13 or 14 years strong. It is really interesting. And I appreciate you for who you are and what you do for people because you really want to help people. That's one of our major connections because I do too. And yes, it is my life and my own experience that brought me to the point of my wanting to help people like this, the way that I do now, because I always wanted to help people. Even when I was a little girl, I wanted to help people learn. Whatever it was that I learned in school or wherever I learned it, I wanted to help transfer that to someone else. And so at the ripe age that I am now, and yes, we are older, but it is, that's another thing. We are young at heart. I feel young. I feel your youth. And yes, we are up there in the decades, but it is so wonderful. And so what I've been talking about the last couple of months is digestion. So my focus as a certified holistic health and wellness coach is on gut health. And that stems from my own experience of having an unhealthy gut starting out at birth. And fast forward, because, you know, I can't tell my story every time, every week, because it just, you know, there's the time element there. But fast forward to about 10, 12 years ago, when I was impacted with a colon cancer out of the blue, actually it was out of the pit, and overcoming that. So I have overcome that, and I'm healthy and well, and just wanting to help other people who were and are like I was, because I didn't know something was going on in my gut. And many people who are impacted with gut issues don't know the depth of what's going on in their gut. They feel a little twinge here, or when they eat this that doesn't agree with them. So I have been talking about digestion, and that's what I will continue to talk about. There's so much to learn and know, and information that exists out there in the world, but I've been talking about what I call Digestion 101, the basics of digestion, and just running down through a list of some of the things that I've talked about, the imbalances in the gut, from constipation to excessive gas and IBS, acid reflux. I talked about understanding digestion, and anyone who's interested in really knowing a little bit more, a couple of things. You can go back and listen to the broadcast. You can plug in to my website, which plugs in to me, and set a date, a time for you and for me to do what we call a discovery call. And we can, if you are experiencing issues or you know someone who is, then I'd like to talk to you about it and see what we can come up with to help you or that person. One of the main things that I talked about was bacteria in the gut. There must be a balance of good and bad bacteria in our bodies for healthy digestion to take place, because the bacteria is what breaks down the food, so that the gut can uptake the nutrients for our health. And we talked about the gut flora or the microbiome. We talked about good and bad bacteria and what both could lead to. The good bacteria leads to nutrient absorption. It helps prevent disease. But bad bacteria leads to inflammation in the body. And that is too much of either one, because yes, we can have too much of either one. And when everything goes wrong in our gut, that would be the result of having too much or too little of either of the main breakdown nutrients, the prebiotics or the probiotics. So the probiotics are the ones that break down the sugar in the body, in the gut, but the prebiotics feed the probiotics to help keep them in the right quantity in the gut and to help keep them healthy at the same time. And so when everything goes wrong in the gut, there's something that happens that's called gut dysbiosis. It's also known as leaky gut syndrome. You might have, and when that happens, we are then subject to things that we don't even know how to describe where they come from, like celiac disease, which is a reaction to eating gluten, and some bodies can eat it, some bodies can't, like wheat and barley and rye. We can get subject to GERD, which is a gastroesophageal reflux disease. I experienced that as a young person myself, that we're open to allergies and heart disease and Crohn's disease, the mental disorders and mental diseases. And as you listen to this, you might wonder, because this is surface and this is basically what I do to introduce you to the kinds of information that we need to have a better, healthy gut. And so when we think about that leaky gut syndrome thing, what are some of the symptoms of the leaky gut? You might have experienced some yourself, that excessive fatigue. You wake up in the morning and you're already fatigued. Allergies to different foods, inflammation in the body, stiffness in your joints and your fingers, colds, the common cold. That is something that many people attribute what they think is the common cold to allergies, and sometimes it could be seasonal allergies. But that chronic cold, the person who every time you see them or experience them, they have a cold. There's something going on in the sniffles area, and sometimes it could be seasonal allergies, but it also could be a side effect of a leaky gut. Even all the way to how the liver performs and autoimmune issues and diseases, skin problems, and those are the kinds of factors that disrupt our gut flora are things like when you have that cold and it's chronic and you go to your doctor and for whatever reason, and the doctor gives you an antibiotic shot, okay? So antibiotics really disrupt the gut flora. Why? Because they kill bacteria. They not only kill the bad bacteria, but they kill the good bacteria that helps keep you healthy. You have that chronic stress. It is a factor of a bad gut. When you have the environmental toxins that we experience that causes the hack and cough, not like pepper does when you're in your kitchen cooking, but when you're in your laundry room doing laundry and you can't wait to get out of the laundry room because there's something that you're breathing in there that is absolutely awful. Or even when you're in the shower and you're showering with this stuff that has this perfumey smell to it, those are environmental toxins that disrupt our gut flora. We have those kinds of things that can really lead to toxic overload. And the factors that improve our gut flora, as I've stated, are the probiotics, which are the live bacteria that break down our food. We have the prebiotics, which is food for that live bacteria. And we also have fermented foods. And I'm just going to run through these things right here. But everything is important. Okay, I talk fast, but everything is important. And so the quality of our excrement is important, the quality of the poop. How often do you think you should go? Okay, at least once or twice a day, maybe even three times. When you're eating, you need to express. It should not back up in your stomach and ferment there and bloat and, ooh, just the thought of it. And so it's that striving to have that perfect stool is really striving for perfect health. And we stand the things we could do to help that. So even understanding the transit time when we eat, we need to understand how long it takes to digest. Some days it takes longer than others. It depends on what we've eaten that day. But the transit time of our food should be somewhere between 12 and 24 hours. In other words, we need to go every single day. And less than 12 hours means that there's malabsorption taking place, and it could be expressed through diarrhea. And if it's more than 24 hours, it typically leads to what? Constipation. And I've worked with clients who have experienced both, but more along the lines of constipation. And we just need to understand that transit time is critical. Many people eat healthy foods, but they're also eating foods that they may have sensitivities to. So how do you know? How do you know if you're sensitive to food and you're having gut issues? So I'm talking to people who have gut issues, some type of gut issue. You know when you experience elimination foods. We call it an elimination diet, and I can help you with that. I've helped people go through the elimination diet. It's really interesting to do because you do eliminate foods, and not forever, but you eliminate them until you discover that my gut is getting better, and you can add them back, discover, is this impacting me negatively, or do I need to leave this out completely? And so my suggestion would be to follow an elimination diet to learn which foods are right for your body, and to add a good quality probiotic and to just eat simple combinations of foods to decrease congestion in the gut. And I can help you with all of those kinds of things. I mentioned the last time we were together something called the Simple Plate, and I'll just drop that on you now again. The Simple Plate is combining to aid in optimal digestion, and there are three plates that I recommend. It's either a vegetable with grain, vegetable with protein, or vegetable with fat. And that is simple because each one of them has as its basis vegetables, organic vegetables at that. And for people who don't have a problem eating grains or bread, if you eat bread, I suggest sourdough bread or sprouted bread. Sourdough bread has the bacteria that feeds the gut. That is an interesting concept for people who really like bread and don't realize they can eat bread if they are open to the fermentation and the taste of the sourdough bread, which personally, I like it. And there are foods that can help along with, let's say, sourdough bread. There are fermented foods. We have their sauerkraut, which is fermented cabbage, and kimchi is the same thing. It's a Korean type of fermented cabbage with hot peppers in it. Yogurt. We have kefir, which is one of my absolute favorites. It's a liquid yogurt. In Turkey, they call it the feel-good drink, but it's a liquid type of yogurt. And I like to combine a little pure juice of whatever type I'm going to drink. Pineapple is good because pineapple juice is good. It has bromelain, pineapples do. That is good for digestion and helping the gut. That is bromelain. And to mix a little pineapple juice with the kefir is a treat. I don't have to go to the ice cream store to get a shake because that's what that tastes like. It's really good. And you can blend it with a little honey or a little maple syrup or a little nothing. The two together are just great. And have your smoothie. And so the thing that I want to do now is to talk about how to achieve an overall concept of health. And the approach that I use, teach, and coach is that of holistic living. And let's take a little break. And when we come back, I'll talk about holistic living, and I have some house cleaning tips for you.
Excellent. Okay, we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here with Sandra Smith. If you go to holdontohealth.com, you'll be able to see her website and do the calendar thing. But go ahead, Sandra. What's your next points?
My next point is to start with holistic living. And so what is holistic living? What does it mean to live holistically? It means to live more naturally. So by connecting our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, reducing waste, encouraging natural remedies, you also improve your overall wellness. I do want to insert a disclaimer here right now in terms of the word natural. Be careful. It would behoove you to do a little deep dive. Just do a little Google search and look at natural flavoring, the word natural. You might come up on some things that will make you start reading your labels much more carefully. Because when I saw beaver butt in one of the listings, I thought, yes, what actually is a natural flavoring? It's not necessarily a holistic thing at all. But there are benefits of living more holistically. It's a way to manage your health and prevent conventional medicine necessity. But you should see your doctor on a regular basis. It is good to be examined to see if something is brewing inside of you that needs attention. So I would never kick the allopaths, the traditional doctors, to the curb, because we need them to help us determine what we need. But then we decide what we need ourselves as opposed to pharmaceutical drugs or natural remedies. So one of the benefits of holistic living is preventive medicine. Another one is using less chemicals and additives and artificial ingredients. Another one is the saving of money and overall wellness and health. So how do you begin? You have to know what you need to change. Holistic and natural they're very broad terms that might mean different things to different people. And so to keep from becoming overwhelmed, it really helps to understand some different simple ways to make changes. I suggest begin by looking at your lifestyle. Consider your lifestyle. And like Peter suggested earlier, grab a piece of paper and I say grab a tablet and journal. Take a few days just to journal what you tend to do from morning to evening. Because if something is happening to your body, inside your body, this is where it begins with you in your mind, thinking about what you are doing. So you add all the food, the self-care products you're using, yes, your deodorant, your cleaning products, and everything else that you use, your air fresheners, everything that you as a consumer consume in your home. You journal that. You look at what your habits are. Do the foods you eat contain a lot of unnecessary ingredients? Well, you might say, well, what's necessary and what's unnecessary? Well, looking at a label, if there is a line list of 10, 12, 13 lines, I don't know what it is that it would take that much stuff to make. But that's one way to begin. Do you take a lot of over-the-counter medications? I can help you with that. I can coach you with holistic and natural and allopathic remedies, alternative remedies. And you take little steps, small steps. The little steps lead to really big improvements in your body and in your lifestyle. You don't need to instantly change every single element of your life. So let's say replace all your cleaning products. Switch to all-natural skincare products. Never eat processed food ever again. This is not sustainable. Things are you just can't, well, you can do them, but are they sustainable? So you would choose one small thing to change at a time. Then when you get used to that part, you can change the next thing. And so the thing that I suggest changing right off the bat is your cleaning. So before you start cleaning your home, you need to compile some natural ingredients and tools. And for natural cleaning, some of the best ingredients include white distilled vinegar, baking soda, lemon, borax, cornstarch, essential oils, and good old-fashioned water. Everything begins with water, or everything, yeah, should start with water, because over half of our body is made up of water. So we should drink a lot of water throughout the day to function smoothly. And water helps to keep us hydrated, and it is the basis for our products that we use to clean our home. You'll need a few supplies for making your own natural cleaning products, some spray bottles, some measuring spoons, some measuring cups. And these are easy changes that you can make right now. And over time, you'll start understanding all the different ways to clean your home. But for now, you know, just keep things simple and a few different ways to clean home your home naturally that don't require much more than what you have on hand. For example, using microfiber cloths. I tell you, they are reusable, they are wonderful to the touch, and they really clean well. They clean your glass well. With microfiber cloths, they do a lot of cleaning without needing anything other than water or maybe a little baking soda for scrubbing. They are gentle and they're kind to the environment. And you can use them, as I said, over and over again. What a great thing to have something you can use repeatedly. Now, I would discourage scented products. I highly discourage them. We don't need added scents in our cleaning products. We can find natural ways to improve the smell of our home now, including essential oil, diffusers, use oil to provide natural fragrance at any time. And lemon, oh my goodness, just permeates the air and makes the home smell so good and helps clean your glasses. Be careful, though, with the citrus on your granite and marble countertops. You can use vinegar and citrus. It's a perfect combination. Anytime you need to do some light cleaning or disinfecting, all you need is some lemon and white vinegar. And together, these things work great for windows and countertops and mopping the floors. I have hardwood floors here in my home, and yes, I moved from one place from over there to over here, and this home has beautiful hardwood floors, and I had them cleaned, or I had my house cleaned when we moved into it. We didn't build it. And the lady who was my house cleaner, I looked for her to come in with a boatload of stuff to clean my home. And I promise you, she came in with just a caddy with four spray bottles. And she had her, you know, her rags in her other bag. And this woman cleaned my whole house with that stuff. So I wanted to know, what are you using on the floor? She said to me, on all of the homes that I clean, from the top end to any end, I use vinegar and water. And I said, on my hardwood floor, she said, vinegar and water, and watch how they shine. And she was absolutely right. And so I know that everyone wants to have a clean home. But if you're looking to live a more holistic life, it really might be time to switch to natural cleaners. And at this point, I'm going to call it a day. I do have some more information on natural cleaning products, and I will start there the next time until we meet again. And until we do, you can always reach me at holdontohealth.com. That's www.holdontohealth.com. And yes, I have a scheduler there on my website where you can book a free half-hour consultation. We call it a discovery call, and we can talk about your issues and things that we might be able to work together to overcome. You can reach me also by email, Sandra@holdontohealth.com. And my phone number is also there on my website. So with that, thank you, Peter.
Excellent information, as usual. So for those people who want to hear the whole series of what Sandra's been going through with us, if you go to buildingforgeradio.com/SANDRA, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And I know we're coming up to Monday holidays, so everybody drive safe, take care of yourself, and we will see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.